Welcome to Session 5 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers actual play podcast. In this session, the PCs continue exploring the Sathar cave, capture a few more Sathar, kill some Cybernooks, and then decide that there are probably too many more Sathar deeper in for them to handle and call for backup. They return to Point True for a debrief and some much-needed rest. I should warn you now that this session suffers from some audio difficulties. At about the hour and a half mark, my audio cuts out and remains out until the 3-hour mark. You'll be able to hear the players, but you won't be able to hear me. With that warning out of the way, let's get started. Who wants to do a quick recap of what happened last time?
Angel said he wanted to.
We're in a cave.
Really? Okay.
No, we're in a mine.
Well, last we left, we were following the trails of the Quick Deaths back to where they were coming from, the ones that attacked the village. Followed their path up towards the right north. We met up with an old bounty hunter, or game hunter, I guess, who was also looking for the Quick Deaths. We were debating on if we would give him pieces of one so he could get some kind of reward. He gave us a map, which was extremely detailed of the area because he's been hunting here for so many years. We followed the trail to find the Sathar's air car, which was an old air car. We found a path to where their cave was, which was an old mining area, I guess. We parked the Explorer inside the entrance to the cave, followed there, we found a pool of water. We managed to capture 2 Sathars. We have them unconscious.
They're tied in knots.
They're tied up in knots. We went a little bit further, and we saw a huge area with some buildings underground. And that's where we stopped, because we weren't sure whether we wanted to go forward and get jumped by a whole bunch of Sathars, or just leave and call for backup.
And we got to remember, we mined the entrance so that we could cause a cave-in and quick escape.
Oh, yeah, if we got to run. That's true. Very important.
Here's the map of where you're at. And you guys are... Oops, I drew a dot instead of clicking. You guys are basically right here. Or at least Rini is. The rest of you are back, back here a ways.
Yeah, you're right there.
So...
Well, I'm going to just kind of wave them on. Come up slowly and quietly.
Okay, so the area you see here is there are some lights on the outside of the buildings that are dimly illuminating. It's not like super bright. It's like a faint twilight kind of brightness. And you notice as everybody's coming up and your eyes are starting to adapt, there's actually some cabling running from the where you're standing at the entrance out towards the buildings. And it as you look at it, you realize it's running right along the edge of the in like the corner of the mine shaft, so you didn't notice it at first. But there's like power cabling running out to those buildings. That's how they're getting their power.
Is it insulated or bare wire?
Probably insulated, since there's a lot of moisture in the area.
How many lines?
I don't know, 2? You're the engineer. You tell me.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm expecting at least 3. And,
okay.
You know.
Whatever would be standard. There's. It looks like it may very well be high voltage lines running out there. They're just laying on the ground.
And they would cross the edge the whole way we were coming?
You wouldn't lay them on the ground because they would. They couple to the ground. They burn through the insulation even.
Okay. Well, then they're however they would probably be. I don't know anything about power transmission, so.
Well, depends on how much power they're pumping in there. That's what I'm trying to gauge. I did work at the mine, right? So
yeah.
I kind of know what
you're thinking. This is the whole power for all the buildings, or
yeah. I'm wondering if we could put them on into the dark so that. Well, we may not want to do it immediately, but.
Yeah. Yes, you probably could. There's enough power. Okay, you can probably estimate there's there's a it, there it's enough cabling that the two large buildings you see could be fully powered. Climate controlled even, and power for equipment.
You know what? I'm going to walk back a little and kind of bring them, see if I can wave the people over, because we need to have a talk here.
Yeah, we got to remember where we're at, because maybe I couldn't actually see those power lines.
No, they're running all along this corridor. So, yeah, if somebody
points
at... Well,
we would have been following them all along, right?
What?
We would have been following them all along?
Part of the way, yes.
Okay. If they've done that, they're probably in... You probably run them in three separate pipes. That's what they do underground in your, like city systems and stuff. Okay.
What do people have in the way of explosives on them? Since we mined the entire front entrance.
I'm beginning to wonder. Did I use all my explosives back on the?
You said you used the full kilogram. Yeah.
I was given a tangler. That was it.
Does anyone have anything like? Any more doses?
I got two frag grenades. One incendiary grenade, but I don't think an incendiary grenade will do anything to the power. Frag grenades, if we find a junction box, we could blow that up, or a transformer. That would be the best.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we need to maybe kind of sneak up to the front door, throw a grenade in, and that's my thought on it. But
oh, if we're going to act on people, I've got a doze grenade left, too.
I don't know, guys. What do you think? What do you think is the best way to handle this?
Do you want to go forward into that? I mean, we have no idea how many satyrs there may be, right?
I can... How it's pretty bright light?
No, it's not bright at all. It's fairly dim.
Well, for Rennie, it should be okay, though, right?
That's true. Rennie can see fine. Yeah, it's think the late twilight. Or
well,
early
maybe...
twilight if it's morning.
Maybe I should kind of. My guy sucks so much at combat. Maybe I should sneak up there. But I can go take a look, but I'm not the combat guys. So I think I might want to defer to the combat people what they want to do and what they're prepared to do.
How much ammunition do I have left? I've got.
Did we leave Zoki watching the two satyrs, or did he
come with? 18 SEU left.
Yes, we left him.
Yeah, since he's not here, you left him back guarding the two satyr.
All right,
unfortunately, he's your military guy.
I know. I just realized. Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as military goes, I'm level one. That's it.
Yeah, I'm level none, so you're still better than me. So, I can tell you right now, I'm kind of nervous.
Right, and that's how I was feeling last time, is like, we could, knock a door open and then 20 Sathar come out and we're in big trouble.
Yeah, then it's just run away.
Well, we could get a Holocaust cloak here and then we could solve the whole problem.
It's good to be nervous, though. All that adrenaline keeps you on your toes.
I don't have toes. I'm a drowsite.
Well, you can make some.
Maybe I should go scout it out, see if we can do that, and you guys be prepared to hopefully maybe come in after me if I...
So, as I remember, when I picked up this laser pistol, it only had one clip, right?
Yeah, I've got one shot left of my pistol.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to, because in the ammo, I put 20 minus 2. So I think I used 2 SEU last time. So I got 18 left.
Yep.
I'm going to add a column for used or something. I don't remember how to
deduct the amount.
Well, Rennie, I would advise checking the alleyway.
Well, okay. I'm going to try to sneak up there then.
So.
We're going to stay late.
You're going to go there? Okay.
There.
And I suggest we stay like where that little mark is near the entrance.
Hold
we
the
could see him, but we could run back.
Over it and just click like that there. Okay. All right.
So as you walk down, as you get closer, you see that there's a as you start to enter the alleyway, you see that there's a third building back behind the first two, and there's a doorway into the one on your right. And you so do you all the way down?
I'm gonna kind of head to here then. I'm gonna see if I can. I mean, am I hearing anything? Or am I seeing anything?
You're hearing machinery sounds as you get closer. You hear what sounds like maybe a air conditioning unit or heating unit blowing off this building here. Oops, sorry, I'm in the wrong. Wrong mode on the. There we go. So off that building. And then that one's much louder. There might be sound, you know, there's machinery sounds coming from all of the buildings, but that one has the strongest, exterior noise.
Are there windows or anything on any of these?
No windows. They're all just solid metal buildings.
Any
doors? Do I see anything on the floor?
What do you mean on the floor?
I'm looking on the ground and seeing if it looks like there's more foot traffic in one area than the other.
It looks like as you approach, it looks like going down this alleyway where you're looking down is the main path. There might be some stuff over towards the doors that are along the walls, off to the left.
So
these things.
Yeah, those. Yeah, those are doors. There's three of them.
Do we see something? I'm just curious. When I click on there, do you guys see a dot?
You have to long click. If you long click, it'll draw that circle. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Do we see a wall back there?
Yeah, you see that cavern wall right there.
I'm going to do a quick look around here.
Okay.
Around the corner.
So you look around the corner, and what you see there is basically a passage between the buildings. Let me clear off the and doors going into so that's what you see. So there's two doors, one going into each of those other two buildings.
And these doors are good and sealed, so I couldn't like poke my eyeballs underneath.
Yeah, they look prefab pretty much, but they're solid construction.
Looking, and they're also not old. Looking first,
like they've been put in here recently.
Yes, like not in the last week, but they're not 60 years old. These probably like, aren't from the original mine. They're not that old.
The ones on the left are really old, right?
The one on the left is what?
The doors on the left are really old.
No. None of this stuff looks old.
Oh, okay.
Is it Core 4 make, or does it look like it's Sapphire made?
It probably was made by the Core 4.
If I look at the door here, do I see any kind of like a security panel, or is it just a
depression? No, it's just the door. Got a doorknob.
So no,
an actual doorknob. Wow.
Well, it's got one of those little latch ones. Yeah. You can grab the handle, push the latch down to open it.
French doors, huh?
There doesn't.
I'm just gonna do. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say if I wanted to look up and around to see if I see any kind of security systems.
Go ahead and make a roll.
Hey.
Okay, you don't. There doesn't seem to be any sort of security system. It doesn't seem to be locked. You know, no obvious lock or anything.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wave the guys over.
Okay, he hasn't seen anybody, so.
Yeah, let's head over. Where are we all getting to?
Where the two doors are? At the corner.
Yeah.
We're at the T now.
Yeah,
that's why I heard the machinery in this building right here.
Now, is there any ventilation, like, chimneys or vents or whatever on the tops of these buildings, or do they go to the ceiling?
No, yeah, they have roofs and their stuff. That's where you're hearing the machine sounds. It looks like a couple air conditioning or heat transfer units sitting on the top of this one, chugging away of this building here.
No!
What? That was a little loud.
I don't know.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Anyway. That was like startled. Is somebody still alive?
So how do you make those circles again?
Just hold your mouse down where you want the circle to appear. Just long click. Like, and it draws the circle out.
I'm thinking we should check this door.
I'm wondering if climbing up on a roof might give us access, you know, discreetly to
begin.
I mean, I could stretch my head down in there and poke around without really climbing in, you know.
How tall are these buildings?
They're about 2.5, you know, they're 8 feet tall. They're not very tall at all. They're, in fact, Rinny will probably, if you go inside, Rinny will probably have to stoop a little bit. Okay. The material looks like it's Core 4, but the dimensions are wrong. They're a little shorter than what you would expect from a normal
so it looks
standard
like they've,
Frontier construction.
They've made these, whoever did.
Yeah.
They've hauled in parts and made these. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that would make sense. How are you going to drag a prefab building all the way down these small corridors?
Yeah, especially down these corridors.
Well, we want to open a door, guys?
Well, or maybe we can peek in through a vent or something on the top.
Well, you want me to pick you up onto the roof?
Okay, I'll do it.
I'm willing to do it. I mean,
I think the drow side should do it.
Let's throw them up. I'll help.
All right. We heave them up to the roof.
Use my detective skills and try to be...
Which building are you thinking about? This one or this one? Wait, or this one?
Or the other one.
Well, this one over here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think that there's the wall covers most of it, I'm guessing. And there could be a passage there. But get up and on the top and at least see if there's something beyond it. But I'm thinking from here, down to here.
Oh, okay, actually, I can give you guys some more. You guys were looking around. Let me clear off the edges of the buildings.
Yeah, because if you're on the top, you're going to get an aerial area.
Right, because...
So, I mean, just looking around the corner of the buildings, there's a little bit of space in there that you can see around them. And here's what's around that one.
Okay.
So they're not built up right against the walls of the cavern.
Okay.
I think he's uncovering a little bit more.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So then I'm beginning to wonder if this here is there where they've walled off an entire cavern be separate.
Tom, what is this line right here?
Oh, it's just fog that I didn't clear out.
Okay, sorry.
I just noticed that. I know I was getting to it. There we go. So, you guys have figured out the outlines of the building, I'll just clear off the whole. There you go. I don't have any details of what's inside them on the map. So,
that'll work.
There's the buildings that you've discovered here.
Let's throw a draw set up here.
Yeah, and put your ears to the walls, guys. You guys that have ears. Astralizites don't exactly have them. But do you hear anything inside, you know?
And 10 eyes to the wall. All
right, so you're investigating this one first? Mode. Okay, so... You toss Dolmoltan up there, and there are some large heat exchanger sitting on the top of that one, humming along. It's a solid roof. You can definitely feel some vibration from that, but nobody. You hear some, maybe a little bit of humming, and there's some piping on the top of that one, running over to this. Actually, yeah, because the heat exchangers are sitting over that end of the building, and so there's some piping running out from those going down into the building and then coming back out. But nobody else hears anything from coming from that building.
So, looking around on the top of that building, do I find any vents or
nothing that would let you see into the building? No, I mean there's some. Actually, for that one, is there? No, there's nothing on that one. There might be some vents over on the other buildings, but again, there's nothing that it looks just like basic air venting out of the building. Nothing like there's no skylights or anything like that. They're pretty much kind of very blocky construction.
Right, but I was thinking if there's a vent, I could stretch my head, you know, into a long.
Well, you might be able to do that. There's. This one doesn't, the one that you're on.
The door, does it have a security lock or just a handle?
Well, Rennie didn't find one. Just a handle. Looks like you just open it, walk in if you wanted to. All
right, I'd like to... can I take my chronicom off and put it on the end of my pistol? It's like hanging on.
Okay.
And then I'm going to call Angel's character on this chronicom. And then okay. I'm going to open the door and stick my chronicom in, my pistol in there.
Oh, so you can look.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Hey. All right. All I can... So you crack the door open.
Okay, I'll guard from up top still then and be aiming at that door.
All right. So you crack the door open and it's dark inside. There's no lights on. So you really can't see much. If you were open the door more, you might get a little bit of the ambient light from the outside, because there is some light. There's a light like over the door, so if you were to open it more, you probably get some of that light into the building. But there's no light on in the building itself.
All right, I guess I'll slowly open it.
Okay, as you start to open it,
just in case.
Okay, as you start to open it more. A little bit of light, since you guys are all pretty dark adapted at this point, a little bit of light spills in. The first thing you see is shelving. There's like rows of shelves. And they're running, like, the aisles of the shelving are running away from the door. So they're, I should draw some, let me draw some lines here on the map really quick. So basically, zoom in a little bit on the map. My view.
I guess I'll put my chronicom back on.
All right. So basically, you see shelving kind of like this, right inside the doorway. Yep.
And can you see? Can we see down this wall?
If you go down further, there's a wall right here with door in it, and that looks like a fairly substantial wall, like it's metal, and the door is not necessarily hefty but maybe thick.
And is that the side where the heating vent was?
Yes, that's where the heat exchangers are above.
Does this look similar to anything that they would have stored explosive in at the mine I worked in?
Not really. It looks like a storage room.
Man, that's probably a refrigerator.
It could be.
Yeah, Sathar like their slugs cold, huh?
I checked the shelves then. We're going inside. Yeah, might as well.
Let's get inside, guys.
Okay, while I go in, I'm going to stay up top where I'm at, try to stay low, and watch in this direction over here.
Okay.
See if anything comes out.
All right. So you get in there, you start looking at it, and there are some of the – there's, like, containers. Some of them are clear jars. Some of them are just boxes. The stuff that you can see into without opening, there are some are some various plant materials. There are, in some of the jars and stuff, there are, like, little bugs and creatures stored in it, in them, dead creatures. And in these cases, they look preserved, like, like dried out type things. Not yet, pickled in some cases, and just and so this looks kind of like food storage of some sort, but nothing that you would probably want to eat.
I'm kind of reluctant to look.
In fact, Rennie, make a roll for us.
Yeah, that's making that part sound like.
Yeah, you don't recognize anything.
You're thinking it more and more now. Dang.
Now we're back to them.
Tell me that is not steak, Rennie. Put it down.
I'm going to get the freezer. What I think is the freezer down here.
All right, so you go down to that, and sure enough, you open it up. It's a freezer. And there's various meats and other things stored in there.
There's no, like, slab of human or Yozerian.
No,
right?
There's not. in fact, you don't...
Drawisite.
You recognize some of the creatures as being native pale species, but there's things in there that you don't recognize.
Now, that's what bugs me, is where would the things we don't recognize come from? How would they get on this planet?
Well,
that's a good question. Take a picture of them.
Yeah, I guess take a picture with our comms or whatever we can.
Yep.
All right. You take some pictures, but looking through, there's a few other supplies in there, like just kind of just general mechanical pieces and things like that. But for the most part, there's just food in there. And it looks like there's a lot of Sathar somewhere, or there's food here for a considerable amount of time. Because you don't know how much food a Sathar eats, but if you assume consumption equal to the core four, then you've probably got about 200 person days worth of food there.
Whoa.
Whoa. But they're only getting their food, you know, maybe every month or so. All right, well.
Okay. Go to the next building, check it out.
All right, and while they're in there, Dole Multan up on the roof watching down notices that from this building, the one I just put a dot in. I got to remember to go back to the... Yeah, that one. That there are a couple. You could see some vents, and there's some steam coming out of one of them that goes for a little bit and then shuts off.
Okay, so
there's moisture coming out of that one.
I text the guys or whatever on my chronicom, say, "Hey, dudes, something's going on in this other building. I just saw steam come out of one of the vents."
Well, our luck is holding on. I say we check it out. Can he jump from one building to the next, or are they too
far? Yeah, actually. Yeah. I mean, if you really wanted to. So the grid there is 5 meters. So it's only like 6 feet between the buildings.
So, who's my Yazirian?
That's Rennie. Really? That's Shane's character.
Do you think I could just, like, help him across?
Well, that's what I was thinking. If you stand up and put both hands up,
step across. You could just step across.
Let's do that.
Now, looking at the vent that the steam came out of, does that look like something I could peer down in?
It's one of these cylindrical, just like aluminum type cylindrical, going up with a little cone cap on top of it. So you could probably, maybe with a little effort, pop the cap off. I mean, there's little vents around the cap, obviously, but you could probably work your way into it if you wanted to.
Because here's the thought. If I took, you know, we could do a group call on the chronicombs. I really can't see where I'm looking, but I could stick a hand down with a chronicomb. It's better than me putting my eyes down, because then everybody else could see. But if I had two chronicombs, I could look on one, put my hand down with the other, and, you know, basically snake the pipe.
You're not going to sculpt.
But unfortunately, it's not going to work because it's going to be too dark. Try that with.
Well, it'll be dark at first until I find the exit.
But the inside, no, we have to open the door to let the light. They had no light in the rooms.
No, but I'm looking down, trying to make my arm as long as it'll go and snake through the pipe to see if I can poke my chronicomb out the other end.
Right, into the building, right?
Right.
Right, but the building is completely dark inside.
Well, you don't know about this one.
The door hasn't been opened yet.
You don't know what's in that building, which is the building he's talking about.
Okay.
All right. So somebody want to lend me their chronicomb so I can watch where I'm putting my hand?
You can have mine.
Okay. Let's try that out. This might take a little bit because this is like growing a limb. But
yeah. Okay. So you start extending out your arm really narrowly down this pipe. You can get down there. And the first thing you notice is it's very moist. There's a lot of moisture.
Is it
in the air coming
out?
No, it's not hot at all. It's a nice, comfortable temperature. There's a lot of moisture, and it's kind of good because it's kind of oxygen rich, and you definitely get the scent of vegetation of some sort as you're snaking your arm down there.
So I can get the scent of vegetation on because I can smell everywhere.
Right, every part of your body can smell. So,
how about moisture level? Is it steam bath level or is
no?
It
it's not steam bath level. It's just like there's water in there coming in wherever you're moving your hand down towards. It's a moist, damp area.
Okay, and
there's
so these
moisture
guys
should
be in the air. On their chronicomms as well.
Right.
So how I keep extending, is there a...
Okay, so there's a... It goes down and then it bends. And then just a little bit. And then bends again down. And you can see, so as you get down to that first bend, you start to see light coming up. And so you can figure out where to go. And as you start to push over the next going down, and you're probably about a meter in at this point. Probably not that far. Probably about half a meter at this point. And as you move over that, there is light coming up, and you see plants growing underneath you.
So it looked like a greenhouse.
Yeah, kind of a greenhouse, maybe hydroponics, something like that. But there's definitely – and there's lights on, bright, nice solar lights.
They're growing weed.
And so do you keep going down further to clear the – you can see the end of the tunnel, basically.
Is there a grate or anything on the end?
There is a small grill on it.
So I wouldn't be able to push the chronicomb through the grill.
No, you'd have to push the grill off if you even can.
So if I get above the grill and I just pivot around my chronicomb to try to look in the angles, does it look like there's anyone in the room?
It's kind of hard to tell. You can't see the whole room because there's like shelving, like walls. of vegetation growing, so they're growing probably something vertically, and then you know having the plants grow all up and down the sides of it to increase area growing area. So there's lots of areas you can't see, but the Chronicom does pick up sound of some sort of emotion off. So the vent is over here, and coming from this direction, there's some sort of sound, but you can't quite make out what it is. You've got weird acoustics in the vent.
So I'll text that information to the other guys. So on the Chronicom up top, what I'm thinking is maybe I don't know if I want to push this grate off, because then all of a sudden somebody will wonder what's going on. But maybe, and I don't want to get trapped with my arm in some long tube and not get away. But maybe we just push through that door.
All right.
Well, the other thing is, now we know kind of what this place is. If it's got somebody in it, it's maybe one or two.
And he's giving a heads up where direction they're at. As soon as we come in, they're right to the right.
Yeah, they're going to be right over on the end closest that the door is on.
Oh! If we... here's the other thought. I could drop a doze grenade right down in there.
If there's somebody in there.
If there is. I'd hate to waste one. That's true.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not wasted. Just in case.
Because I we've got an idea of this room. Is there? Could we do the same thing to a vent or anything on the other building, or we just have to chance it?
That one you'll probably have to chance. There doesn't seem to be anything on the roof of that one like this.
So here's another thought, guys. Maybe we storm the other door and, or whatever, we have to push the... And then this one's not likely to have a lot of resistance, you'd think. Because anybody that's in this one, if it's growing stuff, they're not armed, unless it's just a personal sidearm. They're not going to be prepared to...
The other two weren't.
Yeah, the other two didn't have a weapon on them at all.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody in this hydroponics room or whatever, they're probably working. They're not focused on... They're not the defenders.
Let's go in then.
I'm thinking we go in.
Wait till you withdraw your arm.
This long building.
Yeah, remove your arm first.
Yes, I'm getting my arm back, and I'm going to return the Chronicom to its owner.
Thank you.
But we should find out what's in that noise first before we go into the long building. Because if something comes up there, whoever's in that hydroponics room could then have a free way to get out.
Right, yeah. But if it's only one guy, maybe we just have one person watch that door while a couple other go in the other, because I'd hate to go find out who's in that room and alert seven guys that are in the long room.
Well, how about we bring you down, you watch that room, and then we'll go into the long room.
Okay, that works. But okay, or we could storm them both at the same time. Go open them both at the same time. Is that a bad idea?
Only in that I know how I roll.
Well, okay, if you guys want to go into the long room by the door for the hydroponics room, and if anybody comes out, I'll surprise stun him. And I got my stun stick.
Well, I'm thinking Eric here wants to try to do both at the same time, and I'm up for that because it makes a good deal of sense. So, okay. Who wants? I'll go into the hydroponics. Who wants to?
I'll go into the long room.
Okay.
I'll go into Eric, this.
Room. Okay, so I've got the hydroponics.
So it's you and me in hydroponics.
Okay. And that puts
the other one.
Four in the other. Okay.
Three in the other.
Three.
Ooh. Jaren is watching the two Sather.
Yeah,
not Jaren. Zulki is.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. He's tightening the knots on them. Every time they wiggle a little bit, he cinches it down.
To leave our warrior.
So who's going into the hydroponics?
Me and Eric.
So Dole and the, me, Dole I think, was Shane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the Nazarian and the Downside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those two are going to get along. Okay.
Well, I guess I could go with them to make sure the peace is kept.
No, I want more people in the long room than the
tiger. Yeah, I want more backup. It's... Yeah.
Because if we don't see anything, that's a blind room. To you guys.
Yeah, because we got a blind room. At least he has an idea of where there might be something.
Now, you could try the same thing I just did. Creak the door open and poke your arm in. Shoes on. You could try that same Drowsite trick. Poke your arm in with the chronocomb and look around.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I did before.
So floor level.
Okay. So you crack the door open, and there is light on in this room. And you see from just a little bit of crack, it looks like some sort of a tech lab. And you definitely hear motion once the door is open. You definitely hear stuff moving around in there. And you get just the glimpse of a Sathar in there.
So we could doze these guys. Because I don't want any explosions and waking up whoever's in.
And you don't want to blow up a whole bunch of tech stuff.
Right. And whoever's in those other doors or whatever's on the other side, I don't know what that is yet. I don't want to. Yeah,
those doors go wall. This stuff over here that Eric was just pointing at, those are floor-to-ceiling walls. They enclose the entire area.
Yeah, is this right here a door?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't want to set off any alarms by just blowing them all up, you know?
Throw those in there.
You know, Dol Mutan does think, personally, it'd be kind of fun to see what happens exploding a Sathar.
You try that out of the tech lab. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got this thing about playing with explosives, so... He does think about
nothing in the tech lab that can explode or anything.
No, we want to know what they're peeking in on. You know, maybe they're making fake news.
Let's those. Let's those them.
All right. So, how are you going to get the dozer grenade in there?
Crack it open.
I've got a hand inside the door.
Okay, you're just going to roll one in from there? Okay.
And then shut the door.
All right. So.
After I get my hand out.
Yeah, that's
so how long after the dose grenade goes off can we go in and it not affect us?
The next turn. It's fast acting.
Right, okay.
So it goes, whoosh, and then it's gone kind of thing. So 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah, you throw it in, slam the door, and then open the door again and go in.
Yeah, basically, you can do that.
Okay.
Okay. So, as you start to toss the grenade in, you hear some sounds. You would say there's some hissing and stuff like that going off. But let's see if they succumb to gas or not.
Crap. Cobra Commander's talking.
Let's hope he's not calling for it.
Okay. So, hold on. Okay. You throw it in, slam the door, you hear the grenade go off. And how do you open the door when you go back in? You just fling it open and walk in? Do you open it slowly? Do you creak it open? What's the plan?
I say open it slowly.
Okay. You open it slowly. And you see in the room As you start to open it, you see what looks like one Sathar laying passed out on the floor. That's the first thing you notice. As you continue to open the door, you see another one reaching for something in probably his backpack. Oh, yeah, you weren't here, Jaren. So they have little – the ones you encountered in the hall had these backpacks on. And so that they can easily reach with their tentacles to grab things out of if they need to. You see one reaching for something in his backpack. And as you finish getting the door open, there's a second one also reaching for something in his backpack. So roll for initiative.
And what are we doing to the other door as well?
Are we going to push that one open? Are you going to do that one at the same time? Because if you are, I will.
That.
Okay, so how are you opening it again? Are you flinging it open? Or are you walking?
I think we were just going to. When they open for their second time, we're just going to push in and go.
Okay, yeah. So as you guys push in, you see a lone Sathar in there, moving around, working with the plants, and he looks over at you guys, and so that's where we'll start for. So somebody roll a d10 for initiative for you guys.
Not me.
Zako.
D10.
Wait. That's not d10.
Yeah.
That's.
Whoops.
You rolled 310.
Of course.
All right, so you guys actually get initiative with roll from Eric, because your initiative modifier is 7, and theirs isn't that high. So, none of the Sathar are going to move. They're all reaching for something, and the one, yeah, they're all reaching to grab something. You don't know what they're reaching to grab. And those going into the tech lab, you see there are basically three workstations lined up along the room. And I'll just draw them in really quick. So there's like a table here, a table here, and a table here. There's one passed out on the ground here, and then there's one here and one here by the tables. So the
Doze grenade that went into the long room, was that mine or somebody else's?
I think Jaren had one.
Yeah, I've had one.
All right, okay. So it's Jaren's. So, yeah, so this Sathar right there is passed out and just sprawled out on the floor. The other two are reaching for something, and as you burst into the hydroponics lab, that Sathar starts to reach for something as well.
I'm going to jump on him.
Oh, yeah. I was describing the room. Okay. On the table.
Jump? Okay. I was going to maybe dozing, but if you're jumping, then I'll go jump with you, and let's have a good tangle fest.
On that.
Well, he's going to the hydroponics room.
Yes, yeah. It was. So this table looks to have parts of a robot on it, and you also notice a partially assembled robot sitting off in that corner. This particular table has what looks to be parts of a laser pistol sitting on it. And that particular table has some unidentified electronic parts on it. And it looks like they were working on those things that were on the tables. So that's kind of what you see. And then the walls are lined with shelves with electronic components and tools and physical machine components and things like that. So
you want to try to doze them again? Before we go in?
I don't know how many Doze grenades Shuhuzan has left.
Shuhuzan?
I don't remember either.
It says you had two. So, on your character
sure.
Sheet.
Let's go for one more and slam the door again.
Oh, sorry, you're not asleep yet.
All right, so you're going to throw it, toss in a Doze grenade.
And,
And then what? Eric and Shane, what are your characters doing?
I think Shane said he's charging him, and
I'm gonna try to hit him on the head with the butt of the pistol.
Okay, Make an attack.
So I'm going to try to grapple him down or trip him or something at the same time. Just get in there and...
Okay. So let's go and have Shane make your roll first.
So is this a melee weapon?
Yeah, yes.
If he had a skull, you cracked it.
Yeah, you whack him on the head. So
my bad roll.
1 point less, you'd knock him out. Roll a d10. And this is Shane, and your punching score is 2. So, okay. All right, so you whack him across the head, and then go ahead and make your roll, Eric.
Okay, I don't know if this is dex or strength, because I'm trying to, you know, knock him down.
This would probably be, it doesn't matter. You missed.
Okay, I took out a plant, you know, I'm grabbing a plant and strangling it.
Your blob foo is bad.
I did put a D in front of that. Okay. Unlike the other one, 310 went up there.
How happy am I that you didn't throw the grenade?
It's probably very, because I probably would have ate it. Hey, what does those grenades smell like? Oh, I'm out.
Okay. So, you try to grapple him, but he just slips. He's kind of slimy and a little bit, and he just kind of slips out of your grasp. Okay, so the other guy's tossing the doze grenade, so Jaren, make a roll. You have to basically...
I'll try to only roll one.
You just basically have to not roll a 96 or higher.
Why'd you say that?
There you go. Oh man!
Trying to get close.
So you basically drop it, slam the door closed again. The doze grenade goes off. Oh, I need a space in there. And when you open the door again, all three of them are passed out on the ground.
Yay!
Hey, you guys, come help!
Hold on just a second. My 3-year-old's here. I'm going to see what he needs.
We took care of 3, guys. You can't do 1? Dag.
As my message pointed out, we're the B-Squad.
Okay.
And it was just right after you were pointing out to me, oh, you roll just well, you know? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It spread.
All right. So, next round. That's it. Next round. You'll see what he pulls out of his backpack in this round. So, roll for initiative. He rolled well.
Oh, that was...
That was the Sathar.
Darn it.
Oh, damn.
I'll roll, I guess.
Go for it.
And you rolled even better. You guys have initiative.
I am going to pound his head into the ground.
Okay.
Dirt worm.
Can I try to go into battle rage?
Go ahead, make a roll. Nope. You can make, since you're now fully engaged with him in melee, and you're making basically melee attacks, you can make two attempts to hit him with your rifle.
Alright.
So, go ahead and roll.
And then again. Or do I have to wait for his attack to do the second one?
No. You did both of them. That's fine. No, you hit him, so roll damage.
And then for the second attempt? Did I hit him on the second one there?
Hold on just a second. Okay, so I thought the 17 was an attack roll. What was that one?
No, that was to go for Battle Rage.
Oh, right. That's right. That's what it was. Okay, so what's your melee skill is... So that second one misses.
You're cutting in and out there.
Hold on just a second again. Alright, sorry. Uh-oh. Dealing with a 3-year-old. Can you guys hear me now? Okay. Who do we lose?
He's back.
James. Okay. So the second one misses, because it looks like your melee skill is 33. Yeah. So, but you hit with the first one. Alright. And then Eric, go ahead and make a roll. All right, that's enough. You grapple with him, and you basically grab his arm and his arms, and he's holding, as he's pulling out, you get a hold of him, and he's holding a small cylindrical object. It has a couple buttons on it. There's a mesh on the end. You're guessing it maybe. It looks just like the thing you found in the other one's backpack that you think maybe is a communicator of some sort.
I think I'm going to do the Wookiee thing and try to pull his arms out of his socket.
Okay. So you've got a hold of him this round. And since you've got him, you basically automatically do damage if you want to do that on the next round. So... So he's going to try to break free. It's next round. Go ahead and roll initiative. Let's have Eric, you roll it, since you're the one that's got a hold on him. And you guys definitely get initiative. So, Jaren, what are you going to do?
I'm going to
Not Jaren. You're in the other room. Yeah. Actually, what are you guys going to do this round?
Oh, I'm going to tip the stuff on the table.
Okay, you guys are going to start exploring the room. Got it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So, Eric, or Shane, I mean, what are you going to do?
I am going to pound him again.
All right, you have a plus 20 to hit. I think that still does. Yeah. Oh, no, just misses.
Well, then I'm going to try again. Hit him again.
Yeah.
I get to still... do my damage?
In just a second, yeah. Oh, okay. Ooh.
What was that knockout?
Yeah, that knocks him out. You clock him with the knife, and he collapses in Gomoltan's arms and just crumples to the floor. Obviously hit the right spot on his head with your pistol butt. And Eric, if you want, you can still roll you get to roll a d10 for the damage.
I get to roll mine.
Not bad.
Pulling apart.
Yeah, he's pretty beat up at this point. And he collapses in your arms. He's not. He's not quite dead.
Away from you.
Okay. Alright. So back over in the other room. As you walk in, you see the two Southard that were up the first time. Mm-hmm. Both have laser pistols in their hands.
Well, let's take those away.
Yep, just
let's take those, period.
Yeah.
Figure out how to fire them.
I don't know how to use them. Somebody wants one of these?
They look kind of like standard Frontier laser pistols. Like you've used. They look like the barrel and the body look like the Pangalactic model's laser pistol. The handle has been modified. To be a grip that looks like that works better with the Sathar's tentacle hands.
Someone save an
on everybody else too.
Chichaka, make a roll against your tech skill.
Who, me?
Yeah, you, Angel.
Oh, roll.
Okay. You gotta put the slash in front of the roll. And you only have to do slash R. You don't have to type out the whole name. Oh. So slash R space D100.
Ow.
Okay. Ow. So, yeah, it looks like they've modified the handle grip. There's some indentations and stuff on them, but it looks like a laser pistol. You could probably fire it. Well, you might have the most trouble of anyone.
Yeah.
The Drallocytes probably could do it the best because their hands would be the most like a Sathar's, because the Sathar's hands just kind of end in little manipulator tentacles, like fingers that are. And so, it looks like a laser pistol, and the ones that they had on them have a power clip in them.
No, I give one to Zahun, and Dole's not back yet, is he?
No, he's in the other room.
I'll hold it for him.
All right. So, what are you guys, those of you, the two of you in the hydroponics lab, what are you guys going to do once you've subdued the Sathar?
Take a look around, I guess.
Okay. All right, so we'll go back and finish describing the tech lab, and then we'll go over to the hydroponics lab. So in the tech lab, that's the first thing you notice. So on the center table is another laser pistol that looks like it's being modified. It doesn't have – it's kind of partially disassembled. And Angel, make another – I want you to make another tech roll.
Come on, that'd be better. Yes.
Okay. Hey. You're not sure you could even put this one back together, whatever they've done with it. So yeah. it's pretty busted up as far as you can tell.
Not so fun, is it?
Okay. Which table do you want to look at next? Do you want to look at the one that has the robot on or the unidentified electronics?
I can't even identify the identifiable. I didn't take robotics yet, so I guess I'll give a whirl at the unidentifiable.
Okay. Go ahead and make a roll for that one.
Oh, God. Come on, work with me.
These two guys have tech.
Okay, this one. Okay, the one thing you do notice is that all of the pieces are standard Frontier issue pieces. They were obviously acquired probably here on Pale. The way they're being assembled is somewhat alien in its design. Obviously, the Sathar assembly, so this is, I guess, examples of how they do their electronics. But you actually recognize this piece, or you think you might recognize what it is. It is parts that are being assembled into, it looks like it would fit on those Cybernook things. It looks like one of the headsets for them. But it's not complete yet.
They're trying to make cyber nuts out of the nut.
Yeah, maybe. That's what it looks like, though. It looks like it's shaped such that you realize this would probably sit on those creatures. And since you've seen some of those creatures recently, you realize, or at least images of them in the cameras, you realize that's probably what this is. But it's not assembled. It's not complete.
Right. And I would have no idea how complete it, but
No, you would have no idea how to complete because you've never seen the assembly. Yeah, thing.
I share this with Zahul and Jill.
Okay.
Guys, remember those nuts that were eating that guy? I think they were trying to make him into cybernuts. Which which means that they're doing some kind of cybernetic enhancement. The quick deaths into the, or the cyber dragons? I don't know.
Cyber dragons, yeah.
But I don't like the idea of.
Well, there's only one thing to do in that case. Grab all this gear up.
Wow.
We can I'm turn ourselves. Everybody. Yeah, people have been feeding in and out for me as well for most of the session.
Oh, I hear you guys. I don't know
yeah,
why.
I haven't had any problems.
I haven't either.
Pretty good, too.
But do we have anything to carry this stuff in? Because that's a long way down back to the car. Is there a barrel or a crate? Or, I mean,
no. Not
if we
really.
Only had a wheelbarrow.
They have their little backpacks that you could probably put some stuff in. But, I mean, the backpacks are decent size. They're not like a full backpack like you'd think of a backpack here. That hold, you know, your laptop and several books and that, but they're probably half that size.
Okay, well,
stuff for the one of them.
All right, so you
hey
pulled
guys,
the.
We're getting...
Go ahead.
We're getting a lot of unconscious Sathar here.
Yeah, I know. When they get conscious.
Yeah.
Good point.
Could we lock them in the freezer?
That is brilliant.
Or I could just shock them to death.
We could slit their throats. Bleed them out.
Ooh, I like that idea. I don't have to...
I mean, take them over here to the hydroponics bay and make them part of the growth.
It's the circle of life.
Anybody hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you just fine.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you fine.
Brilliant.
I'm not hearing much.
If you guys want to go Jeffrey Dahmer on these guys, yes, we can.
Or we could take pictures of them in compromising positions and then you know, put the pictures in a folder marked top secret.
We don't know what would be a compromising position for
Sathar. Oh yeah, that's true.
They're hermaphrodites, man. There's not much compromising.
Oh yeah. Too bad. I hate Sathar.
Well,
they're not good, so I don't blame you.
If it weren't for the fact that they were, I mean, any other creature, I think I'd have a little trouble with, but they are Sathar.
So freezer or bleed them out? I can't. Bleed them out seems so harsh.
Yeah.
I'm more with the freezer idea.
Yeah, let's dump them in the freezer.
All right. How heavy is the Sathar?
About 120 pounds.
All right, let's.
They're 3.5 to 4 meter long, really fat earthworms, basically. with all of the structural integrity of an earthworm when they're unconscious and limp.
Yeah, so they're kind of blah.
But you can easily drag them over to the freezer and toss them in, and then. Figure out a way to lock the door from the outside, bar it so it stays closed. That's not the problem.
Let's do that, and then...
So we're going to take all four of them.
Okay, so...
Figure out what's in hydro.
Do you... you said you were pulling their backpacks off of them?
Yeah, I was going to use it to...
So in the two that you... that backpacks on the Sathar that had the laser pistols, there is an additional power clip in their backpacks.
Oh, yeah. By the way, here's a laser pistol.
Yeah. And they are just standard Frontier manufacturer power clips. So they'll work in any of your devices.
Can I have a couple of those?
Yeah, here.
So between the 4 Sathar, you got 2 laser pistols, 4 power back power clips. The first Sathar in the tech lab that passed out with the first Oz grenade, he had a little communicator in his bag, and all of them had a little jar that had more of the foodstuffs that you found in the storage room.
Yeah,
and these ones actually were full. They actually had foodstuffs in them. So
it's like a juice box, or
they had a snack.
It's a combination of liquids, plant material, little insects and bugs. I guess what looks good to a Sathar.
So it's like the worst smoothie in the world.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, in the hydroponics lab, it's not just hydroponics, it turns out. There are cages and terrariums. There's plants growing, but there's also some of these little bugs and the small animals that are growing, that they're raising, basically. So, in the little jars, some of the little bugs are actually still alive and running around in there. So, they obviously like their food fresh if they can get it that way. So, but that's what it looks like. This looks like that other room looks like a food production facility where they're producing a material for the Sathar.
Okay, so they're producing the food that then goes to that storage area. Got it.
It tastes pretty gross.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
When you crack it open, the drolocytes notice it immediately. It's pretty foul smelling, but
if it's rancid, do I even pick it up with my antenna?
Probably. Jill's probably the only one that doesn't notice it first.
Oh. I know, Rennie. I'm like, don't get that.
All right.
Okay.
I guess I'll just, if I could have one of the, at least one of the SCU clips, I'll be happy.
Yeah, here you go.
All right. Well, guys, the thing that I'm worried about now, though, is if they're building these harnesses to put on the cybernooks, or the nooks to make them cybernooks, that means there's nooks around here somewhere.
All right, so where do you want, guys? What do you guys want to do next? These rooms are clear. So over in the corner is, I'll assume you guys check it out, there's some sort of a robot. Sure what kind of robot it is. Again, it's UPF parts, but an alien design. And it's kind of, it's not super tall. It's not, it looks like it's just wheeled movement. It's got some appendages. It's got a kind of a head, but it's somewhat formless. It's just kind of a blocky box kind of thing, and you have no idea what its purpose is. Yeah, especially since nobody has a robotic skill.
Yeah. Exactly. Where is that?
Well, we weren't expecting to find robots out on the prairie.
All right.
Well, so, guys, what are you thinking about which room here or which door?
I say we go with the small one first.
Yeah,
the big one is probably. I mean, this used to be a mining area that they just took over. So the big one is probably where the big robots used to go to mine somewhere. So to take it up to the surface.
Be like a corral for creatures.
Oh man, I definitely don't want to go in there. I'm good with machines, not with bees.
Let's go to the small door. What do you say, guys?
Small door. Small door.
Everybody? What's your...
Yeah, I think that works.
So which one? Somebody click.
We're going to go with right here, over here.
This one?
What about you,
yep,
Jeremy?
That one.
Is Jaren hearing us?
I don't know.
Shoes on first.
Did we lose both our draw sites?
Yeah, we did.
One day the technology is just going to all work and we're not going to know what to do with ourselves.
It was going good for a while.
It was.
You're talking, Eric. We can't hear you. It looked like it said you were transmitting, but no sound's coming through, at least on my end.
I'm not hearing anything either.
I just hear Tom and an Angel.
Yep.
Doug, you there?
That's a good point, Doug.
Okay.
So yeah, we lost the draw, sorry.
Those Drolocytes.
Those freaking blobby deserters.
I heard something from Eric there. Said he was transmitting.
Yeah, I said I was transmitting, but I haven't heard anything.
I'm trying to restart. I don't know, but it won't.
There you are.
We hear you now.
Dead or alive?
You're alive! Alive!
You can't hear us, can you?
Oh, fuck. Then I got all dramatic for nothing.
Yep.
Well, Jaren's mute button symbol went away.
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Oh!
Hey!
Sorry about that.
Stupid machine.
Eric, we can hear you.
You're both back.
Sad to say that this is all our futures. Our kids are going to be talking to us. We can hear you, Dad.
Eh?
That was...
I think we've...
I'm lost.
Oh, Eric was transmitting there, but we didn't hear anything.
Well, while we're waiting here, Jaren, we were thinking about going to the small door.
I might try a reboot here if I can't get this to fix.
I'm sorry, going to the small door, this one here?
Yeah, I'm worried that the big door is like the door to a corral where they're keeping the Nooks. So.
And I've played Zelda enough times, I don't want to be attacked by...
Yeah.
I think if Eric's got a reboot, he should be the one that opens the door. So, Shahuzan and Dahl both have laser pistols now, right?
No, Chichikar gave them off. He gave one to Shahuzan and one to Dahl.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Yes, right. The Drolocytes have laser pistols.
My hands wouldn't be able to handle it well.
I just wish I knew how to fire one.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that either.
Well, actually, Dahl already has a laser pistol.
Okay.
So if you wanted to give it to someone else.
No.
Oh, but you're but
things to shut down so I can reboot. So I don't know if I'm working or not.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
We can hear you.
We can hear you. All right. So you guys go over to this store. Are you going to take any precautions before you open it?
Of course.
What are precautions?
What are you going to do?
We have one nose grenade.
Oh, man. Our two stretchy arm guys are freaking off the freaking radar.
I think Dahl, I'm going to ask him if he can get his grenade ready because he's still got a one left. Because we didn't use it in the hydroponics.
How tight is the seal on the door?
This one isn't. It just looks like a door. It looks like the door's going into the other buildings that you went into.
Okay.
I've got thievery skills.
Can we open it slightly and just listen?
Yeah, if you want to.
Be our guest.
All right. Open it slightly, see if there's any light. Already inside.
You crack that one open and it's completely dark.
All right, good. That's a good sign.
Shihuzan's got the IR goggles.
Okay. If you peek in with the IR goggles, you don't see anything. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, I mean, you do. There's slight variations. It looks like another storage room, but you're not really seeing much because it's all basically the same temperature.
Okay. So we open it up so that way the light from here could go.
Yep. And you also, there's also, once you get in there, there's actually a light switch you can turn on.
Oh.
But this, and that was true in the other storage room building. I forgot to tell you that. But once you got in, you could turn a light on and light up. And this one lights up too. And you can see that this really is just a walled off section of the cavern. I'm going to reveal the.
Okay. That they just made into a storage.
Yeah, they just. Basically walled it off. And this has more mechanical type storage. It's got, there's piping, power cabling, conduit, things like that. There's looks like what could be walls for the buildings, like sections of walls to build more structures. There's also
for the construction.
There's also some shelving that has some various chemicals and stuff on it that, you know, some of them may be useful in the tech lab. Other ones maybe they use them in the hydroponics lab for, you know, mixing in small quantities to help grow the food.
And all right, so it's just another storage
area. Yeah, and again, most of it is, what were you going to ask, Shane?
I was going to say, I wanted to ask Eric a question of what his character would know. I was like, can those chemicals be used to make a bomb?
But Eric left. And he'll tell you no.
Okay.
It's not that kind. I mean, you probably could make something. Some of them are acids and things like that. You could probably make. You could do maybe pipe bomb style stuff where you mix an acid and base and generate some gas or something, but not a like an explosive. No, it's not that kind of stuff.
I was wondering if it was like fuel or something.
Yeah. No, not really.
Okay, that was all I wanted to know. Sorry about that.
No problem. Hopefully, Eric makes it back in. And again, there's like some electronic parts, and it looks like a various storage stuff. And again, all of the stuff, like the base parts, pretty much look Frontier in origin. There are a few things that look, you know, somewhat assembled in kind of an alien fashion, but nothing that stands out really. It's just parts and storage.
There's only one door left.
Well, there's two.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
There's two. Yeah, this is a door. Oh, I did it again. Hold on. There's actually two doors. This is a door, and that's a door.
I thought that was one big
door. It's door. Two small ones. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's why we were afraid. Sorry,
yeah, because I guess because of the way the fog is revealed, it kind of does kind of look like one big door. No, it's two small doors. It's like a big wall with two small doors in it. And they're...
Oh, Rennie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, left or right?
Jaren, what do you think?
Let's go right.
All right.
Same tactic?
I think when we open the door, one of us should be gun on the left, but the rest be going through there. And since Eric's not here right now, maybe he should be the one that's guarding our back on the left door there.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
And who wants to go through first?
And I've done.
I'll go first.
Okay. So as you approach these doors, these ones look a little sturdier than the other doors you've seen, and they are definitely latched from the outside. So it looks like if there was something in there, it could not be opened from the inside. But it's really easy to remove it and open it if you want.
Is there like a little window to look through?
Nope.
The feeding slot?
No.
Well, you said you go first. Have fun.
before we open this. All right.
Whoa. Let's everybody kind of get to where we could brace the door closed if we had to.
Does the door pull in or out?
It opens inward.
Ah, crap. All right. Never mind. Have fun, Doug.
Do we have flares?
I used my holo flare.
Yeah, you already used it back in the pond.
Yeah.
Fudge.
So my next character is going to be... Ouch. Okay, so I will bravely step in.
All right, so as you push the door open... Oops, sorry, wrong. I keep forgetting to change my cursor capabilities. Here we go. All right, first of all, this is what you see. It's not well lit. But, so it's shaped like that. There's a wall there. But what you immediately see is three of the Nook creatures. They don't have the cybernetic attachment to them. But as soon as the door opens, they come charging out at you.
Close the door! Pardon me, wrong room.
All right, make a reaction speed check.
Okay.
All right. So, one of them gets out. And let's see. Goes after Angel.
Ah! Freaking chicken.
Chickens do like to eat bugs.
Yeah, I know.
Alright. So let's roll initiative at this point.
Tom, you can't roll those sevens.
I'll match you.
All right. Well, then you get initiative. So, I assume Jill's going to still try to get the door closed.
Yeah.
I am going to fry that chicken. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are the rest of you going to do?
I have my stun stick on the ready. So all
right.
Oh, is the door made of metal?
Yes, actually.
Well, shock love to the door then. Oh, but only one hand.
Okay, you can do that. Rennie's going to shoot it with his laser, I assume.
Yep. Yeah,
you're going to stun stick. All right, and Jaren, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get away from the door.
Okay. Jaren just books it out of there. All right. Okay, so the three of you attacking. Jill, you don't have to make a roll since you're just grabbing the door. You're just going to trigger your shot gloves on the door handle that you're holding onto. But the other two of you make a roll.
Okay.
Shane misses. Unless you want to fire two shots, then you can shoot again.
I can't.
Oh, you only had one left. That's right.
Yeah, didn't do so great.
Angel misses too. All right. So it goes after you.
Leave me alone.
And it doesn't miss.
Oh, my God. Bad birdie. Bad birdie.
And it does 14 points of damage. So ow. Do you half your skin suit will take 7, and then you'll take 7.
Ow. Oh. Well, yeah, I gotta beat this thing off of me. Ah. All
right.
So your skin suit goes down to 43 because I don't think it's been hit yet, and you drop down to 33. Okay. So actually, you do need to make a roll. Doug, roll. Make another dex roll to try to. As you're pulling the door to try to get it closed before another one gets out.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
slams it shut. And one of them smashes into it and her shock gloves trigger. See what happens to that thing. Roll damage. And for shock gloves, it's 2d10.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of damage.
No, that was something else.
Still a good amount of damage.
Yeah. Right in the aperture. So
10. Okay. So oh no. Okay. All right. So that was that round. But Jill's got the door closed now, and is latching it up. And it's time to roll initiative for the next round.
I'll roll it this time.
Okay. No more rolling initiative for you.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back. I gotta take care of my son. He just came back from a party and he's having problems breathing, some allergy problems.
So where did you run to, Jared?
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah. What the heck was that? Ow.
I felt that one in my toes.
Well, you were right about the holding pens.
Yeah. Unfortunately. That's kind of making me worried if it's in the second one.
Yeah, I know. I have a funny thing. If they were trying to make the cyber nuts, the other thing we found was the psycho squirrels.
Yeah, the psycho squirrels, that's right.
So,
and they're small.
Last thing I want to do is get poisoned up in this place, too.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling happy about opening.
Go get one of the workbenches and just kind of prop it up before we open the door. Right in front of the door so nothing can get out small.
It's a good idea.
They could turn into a Christmas vacation there pretty quick.
Definitely.
I really hope Eric makes it back. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, yes, it was.
Oh! Oh my god! The fates are trying to help.
They are.
Sunstick, get off of me.
I need to reload my pistol. How heavy are these? Like ostrich size?
Like a dog, right?
Like a dog. Is it on top of him?
Picking on my freaking legs, this freaking thing.
I'm going to jump on its back.
Yeah, I was going to body slam it. Go ahead.
If I stun it, will that affect them?
Well, why don't you try Jaren first, and then if you miss it or something happens, I'll jump on it.
Okay.
All right.
Getting, if that thing comes anywhere near me, I'll shock it with the glove.
Get off of me! That's better. Oh, fuck! Freaking thing!
Oh, jeez.
I'm gonna jump it.
Yeah, did he knock me? Did he? Is he on my back instead?
Me? Yeah, I'm just gonna jump on its back and... Yeah. Now what? All right. You can roll.
Go ahead, Joe. You roll it. See what your luck is like.
Excuse me. All right, here we go.
Make it happen. That's not making it happen.
No, not even close.
Oh boy, it gets initiative and I'm holding it.
I'm gonna try to stun it again. I gotta get rid of it. Get off my back. Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna try to pull it to the ground.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Is that 2 and 2?
Okay. That's better. Yeah.
I'll charge it. Yes. Sorry, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I probably shouldn't, because it's being held, and I wouldn't want my companion. Yeah, that would be bad. Well, you know what? I will charge it, but instead I'll just use my nightstick. All right.
I'm just so glad he didn't wind up hitting Shahu's on instead.
So am I.
Yes, that would be bad.
Oh man. Everybody grab it and throw it in the freezer with the sapphire. Main thing. That's my suggestion. All of us just grab it and take it. Because I don't want to open up that door again and have the other two run out. Throw it in the freezer with the satyr. They made it. Let them deal with it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's we got to pull this thing like 20 yards, though. Or 20 meters.
Well, between the four of us, we should be able to handle one door.
The four of us.
Yeah. I run ahead and open the door.
Yes, me.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Close it, close it, close it.
Bar it up and wrap it up.
I think I'm back.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Welcome back.
One thing at a time. Any boom chemicals?
That was up to us.
I said, I ask Eric's character, is there anything?
I was horrible.
So that was the storage closet thing. All right.
I'm going to go back into the tech lab. And are those workbenches? Can I, like, push one down and, like, carry it?
So have we basically subdued all the Saphar?
We don't know.
Well, there's one door we haven't gone through. And right. I'm worried about opening it.
I suspect it might be another case.
Yeah,
right. I know. We haven't gone south either. Yeah,
But can I get? I'm just trying to get the table as a shield before we open that door.
Because one of the things I'm thinking, we got a nice lockaway closet in here called the freezer. The other two Sathar we got back the other way. We probably ought to get them back here.
Yeah, but when we open that closet again, there's a
sniper. The nurse's gonna come out. I don't like
the
that.
The nurse's gonna go crazy.
Yeah. That's a bad bird.
Look, will probably end up hurting and eating our Sathar that are in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said we made at least an hour. Let them freeze.
I kind of enjoyed the fame we got of capturing a live Sathar, and a couple more live ones would be kind of cool.
So then we got to keep the other two down there. Oh, we waited about an hour. Let the Chinook freeze.
Yeah, I can see it now. Jill, the mighty Sathar hunter, and friends.
And friends. Yeah, that's funny.
So what are we doing, guys?
Okay.
I'm stepping back.
So the Sathar that we put in the freezer, they're still out, right?
Yeah, probably.
But now they've got a cyber nook to chew on them, right?
Yeah.
Or lunch meat.
Okay.
That is accurate.
Okay. I think we should check out the last door before we head back. And
yeah, we're agreeing on that. I just nervous.
I just want to get that workbench and put it like as a barricade up by near that door.
So if the Chinooks are there, we're assuming then that the other genetic thing they were working on were the
Cyberscorpions. Yeah,
and they might be in the other room.
Yes.
When everything was breaking up, we were picking up pieces in the tech lab, and there was talk about that I heard about power clips. So everybody's armed now. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so now does that arm most of us now with laser pistols now?
Yeah, and I'm using this opportunity right now to change the clip of my laser pistol.
Okay, because if we're better armed, guess we open up. What did I have left? As far as, because I like to blow things up. Haven't used that other doze grenade yet. And I've got two fragmentation grenades. We just open the door and throw a frag grenade in there and just end it. That still might announce to anybody down the rest of the place.
Yeah, that's...
yeah. All right, well, I guess Eric's going to open the door.
Yeah, but it's a tunnel, and that kind of, you know.
Because it'll echo.
And the grenade's pretty loud.
We still have your one doze grenade that we didn't use in the...
Right. We could huck that in this room.
Let's do that.
Hey.
You don't want to check inside first?
Well, we could... brace the door with several guys and then slowly open it and peek in there and be prepared to slam it shut.
I know. Yeah,
that's the
thought.
That's the problem. Well, I say we just crack it open and throw in the doze grenade.
Well, okay. If nothing charges us, maybe we
don't.
I
don't want to waste the grenade, though.
I won't pull the grenade until it's time. So we could open it and if nothing.
Can we just open it real quick, stick in the crumb out? Oh my God. Take a picture. Yeah, thank you. Chronicom, take a picture real quick.
If there's light.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what flash is for.
Right, I'm going to open the door then. Slowly. Or quickly, I should say.
Yes.
I'm going to close the door.
Great taste. With great taste. Are you
taking picture or no?
Yeah, I'll take the picture real quick. Why not?
Yeah.
I get the picture very clearly.
Well,
open fire!
I got an 8.
All right. He's summoning them.
No, I don't think it works that way, but...
I don't know.
I'm going to blast it.
We're point blank. We should be able to do pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to roll here. 87, and I'll try the second shot.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, I got one shot on there.
I'm getting static too.
Yeah, me too.
Is that better?
Yes.
And my damage is 20. Derek did 20.
I always tried to stun. I have a maybe still. Yeah. Oh, it was supposed to be melee weapons. I messed that up. Yeah, I messed that up. Okay. So then you gotta do the stun thing. How do I change? How do you do that?
Excuse me. I will cautiously follow behind.
Yay.
Yay. Boo.
It is summoning nooks. Somebody?
All right.
Ooh.
I'm going to blast it.
As am I.
You know what? I'm just going to hit the freaking thing with my stick. Forget stun. I'm going to do damage.
Hit with the second. Thirty-eight total damage to it.
Ah! I'm gonna put my stick away.
It's holding the wrong end. Yay, us!
Yay!
Push the body back into the hole, into the door, and shut the door. Actually, yeah. What's in there? Any? Is it just a cage? Just a hole? Okay. This actually might make a better prison for Sathar, but
that's a good point. Oh. We could go back, have Zoki take those two up to the holding cell where the Cybernook was.
That'll work.
And then he could join us.
Yeah, if there's not, I don't want anything in the room with those two, Sathar.
No, there was nothing in the Cybernook room. You just checked that, right?
Right. So yeah. Let's not put the dead one back in there. And then we do need to keep them apart from each other so they don't kill each other. They're famous for committing suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You just throw them in the room with the other nooks.
Well, one and kill the other one.
Well, by the time we go back and take them, will that nook that's in the frozen area be frozen?
I have no idea. Well, that's Tom's call.
Yeah, but...
I have outside knowledge on Cybernook, so I shouldn't say anything.
Oh.
I wrote the article.
Oh. Yeah, I would say you have some info. Well, they look like featherless chickens, so.
That's why they're called 100 nooks, with that thing. Because the Cebuano word for chicken is manuk.
Oh, good.
So the way I write those articles is people give me art and then I write to the art. I had that one sitting around for like 2 years and I'm going, what is this thing? And every time I looked at it, I saw chicken.
Did you look at the forums and see the article that somebody had posted about the origin of some of the D&D monsters?
Yeah, I saw that a while back. So I've seen it before. Yeah, I had those plastic toys when I was a kid. And then when I saw them in the monster manual, I was like, I got one of those.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
I can't believe you rolled 100 twice with that thing.
Twice. That stun gun was so good for me last game. It's like, no, every time.
Well, there is an on switch, you know?
You're not supposed to beat him to death with it.
Yeah, you might want to stick with the brass knuckles.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with those.
Oh, we'll get better here in a little bit. I'm guessing Tom will hand out some more experience points after this.
Yeah. Well, I've just reminds me of a blind man cane. I have to say, for having 7 kids, Tom's house is actually pretty quiet.
A lot quieter than mine.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to hide in the basement to do this.
A lot quieter than mine. And I live alone.
I just threatened my 5.
Well, let's see. I think Tom's got 2 of them out of the house right now already.
Yeah.
I'll be back, guys.
Yeah. Because I'm down to 5 as well.
Gosh, I feel like I'm not doing my duty with 2.
Oh. Alrighty. We were talking about how quiet your house is. How do you work that out? See, that's what's different. My kids don't just have, it's Friday. They're like 10 o'clock Friday night. I'm staying up.
Hmm.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing else in this room where the cybernook was, right? We were talking about going back and getting those two Thathar, throwing them in there so Zulki could...
Is there anything that we've seen where we could maybe put a stake in the ground, one on each corner, and that way we could tie them to a stake?
They have to have some rope or something.
Yeah, we want to keep them separate from each other. Hey, are there rings? Are there any tie down points in here where they may have been tying up Cybernook? Yeah, I'm imagining tying up a Sathar is going to be. It's like tying up a snake. Yeah. Well, you know how you tie up a Drowsite, don't you? You give him a book of jokes and leave him alone.
There you go.
Well, what do you guys want to do on this?
I still think we drag them in there. They might kill each other, but... I mean, there's hope that the ones in the freezer will freeze. Our luck, though, their homeworld is frozen and they're going, hey, I feel good. They're being
munched on by a nook right now.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah, they're going to be not in good shape. So let's just move them both in there, I guess.
Put them both in and...
We film it. If they kill each other, we can film it and make a fortune.
I don't know if we're going to be selling Thathar snuff. Yeah. Yeah, we should be fine if we just lock them in there and then go check out the other hallway. So let's do that. And then, does anybody want to let me have another one of the clips for my pistol?
Sure, you got.
Okay, I'll take it. But yeah, I'm going to go start dragging them in. Get Zulki to help me.
Yeah, save that power clip, though, because there is a deposit on them.
not in New Pale.
Have Zulki help you. Okay.
Yeah, he'll help me.
Yeah, well, that would be like three of us per Sathar just walking down there.
Okay. Oh, we're putting them together or separate?
They're unconscious for 24 hours, maybe.
Oh, 24 hours?
Together, because we really don't have another good room to lock them up without killing the other two Cybernook first, and that's just a waste of resources.
Yeah, it is.
Let's head back to this thing.
Yep.
And then we'll have Zulki ready
to shoot. When we hit here... How far is it so I could go check on the car real quick? Make sure nothing happened.
Isn't the car right in here?
The car's right here.
It's right here.
Okay. And this is where the old cars were.
Yeah, that's where the old parts were. But the Explorer didn't fit. So, I'm gonna go check on the car.
I'll head with him just to so that we're not going alone.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, good.
While you're back there, you guys want to maybe send out a communication to Starlaw?
Good idea.
You want to do that now?
Yeah.
You probably should.
What time
is it anyways? Is it nighttime, daytime? I forgot where we are.
Second day, isn't it?
I can imagine the Starlaw guy saying, "Great, you've done a great job. Just hold up and wait for backup."
Yeah, that's a good point. Then we got a good point. So
I don't know, it depends on how much of a hero complex we've got.
No, we'll make that call. It never hurts.
Yes.
Yes. Me? I inform her of the location, give her the coordinates, advise her that we found a Sapphire staging area where they're doing experiments on the Nooks, and I've acquired some cybernetic parts, and there's the remains of a Cybernook.
And some Sapphire.
And we believe we've also captured two more live Sapphire. Oh.
We didn't.
We are calling.
Well, I was telling them that we should notify them, but you know,
defending ourselves. There were crazed looks in their eyes, and
I don't know rabid nooks until they attack.
I do believe they were going to attempt to consume us.
Cool, enough time to go explore the other cavern.
All right.
Thank you very much. The explorer will be...
Well, we heard a noise.
You said hang right, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I believe.
Hey. As we head back, Angel, let's go up and check out the watering and make sure nothing's happened up there.
Okay.
No new mud tracks or... Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's head down.
Then I guess we're going to follow. So that's where the generators are. So that means we got to be very...
I think Shahuzan and I should kind of lead the way because I'm better in low light and he's got the IR.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea too.
Works for me.
So...
Unless Angel wants to go first with the stun stick.
That's quite sufficient.
Bait.
You know, if you got a pair of dice that had less zeros on it, you'd do better.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure we might not notice if you just rolled D99.
Dun stick. Well, like dun stick.
Well, I'm going to lead the way with Shahuzan.
Yep.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
Oh, that explains the 2 lines.
When we get there, can we see down, or is it just totally a different passage above? We've gone up. And another. I'm tired of choices.
Starlaw said to hang right.
Hang right.
Let's go right.
That's what we are
still getting deported from the planet.
Right makes right. Oh, do 100. Let's see how wonderful I do with this one. Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
All of us? To the right. Starlight said
mechanical sounds, like engineering work.
Is it repetitive?
No. I still say we check the right first.
Yeah.
No? Yeah, okay. I'll head down that way. Yeah, we're gonna try to clear out so nothing comes at our back when we're headed down that way.
Yep.
And it's going down the entire time. No. Well. It's...
You know, we ought to plan on being at the front entrance when the hour's up, though.
Okay. Yeah. I agree.
We'll just tell him that we waited for him.
All right, well, let's... How far down does this look like it goes? Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's a passage over top.
Handy dandy chronicoms tell us everything. Uses ground wave propagation. More choices! Crap!
There's water.
Okay, so
you go over to the lake.
I'm examining the floor to see if anything's been walking.
That's what I was about to say. Are there any cracks?
Moving like
down
flowing
which,
water,
down which one?
Like 10
meters. Yeah. Water,
like a waterfall. Yeah. Well, it's only a couple of meters. We might as well.
Yeah, let's go down and check out the trap of deadly creatures here.
Hey, Aqua Death.
Another bathroom.
Aqua Death. I'm going to have my gun out. Make sure it's, like, ready to go.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Where's this dot? Okay.
Oh,
they've got storage bins like at a public pool. I love it.
Have they noticed us, or are they just kind of...
Run to the bins!
Jill, zap them.
Just act natural, guys. We're just here to open up our locker. So I'll stick my glove in the water. Well, that's probably not going to work, but I'll give it a shot.
I run to the bins to grab their stuff.
You can grab their towels.
Ooh,
hey, we're winning it. We have it now. Backpacks. Yep, I knew.
Grab the backpacks. I'm shooting Sapphire.
Grab the back.
I'm gonna shoot with the last of my shots in this clip before I have to change it. And I missed.
Oh crap!
I sense you both missed.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Zoki, make a shot. Okay. Twice? Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. How they gonna drown in the water?
I'm gonna fire two.
All right.
Thank you, Shahuzan, for.
Do I have two shots? Okay, so I hit with one. Whatever it was on.
Yeah, that's what we got from Sapphire.
Same one, Zulky. Yeah.
Who's rolling here?
Oh, I'll roll.
I'll roll. Oh, seven.
Yeah.
How long does it take to change a clip? That's what I'll do.
I'm shooting the guy that's out of the water.
There's only one left, right?
Dang!
Oh.
That could mean he's swimming.
He could be heading through some hole. Yeah, now we're going to be in trouble with Starlock because we alerted him and, yeah, whatever.
Can I try to shoot it? I don't. I'll give it a shot. Why not? Oh, my God. Here we go.
Who's you doing?
That's probably a hit.
Good. Oh.
And it's probably the 2d10 who's off of that. No, I didn't. Oh.
Pull the trigger with your pinky.
I wouldn't chat about it, to be honest.
Ooh!
Hey, go away.
You can shoot it twice, Angel.
Oh. Okay.
Oh!
I'm not the only one getting that. But just as bad.
Well, there was one coming at me. That's him. Yeah. Well, is he in melee range? Well, then I will hit him with my stick. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'll hit him with my glove because he's close and nobody else is grabbing him. So that's what I'll do.
Meanwhile, we've been
shooting. Right.
There you go.
Point blank range at you as well. Good hit. Come on.
Yeah, he just got out of the water, remember?
Oh, good. It passed out, but it's still alive.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Okay, is the one in the water still visible?
Okay, is that round.
Well, he's a friend.
Not nearly as what?
Maybe they were swimming in it, or they were
spawning in it.
They were breeding in it.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to mention, but
is it like messed up sediment, like because they were moving around, or?
Oh God, I didn't just drink.
Dehydrated bugs. Put them in the water and they rehydrate and they come out and eat you. Okay. I don't know.
Well, take a sample.
How much time have we used up? How close are we to the end of the hour?
Yeah,
we're not running willy-nilly. Well, you want to go back and go up? Oh, wait, what's in the bag?
Right, the right side.
Yeah, what are in the bags?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to put it up here. Okay, who needs another clip?
I do. So I can have a backup.
And who wants another one of these communicators? Because I already.
I'll just hold on to the communicators, but.
All right. I'll throw
I still got six SEU left.
I've got a. I put my clip in from the last one, so I'll have two clips then. You want to head down the right side?
Yeah, might as well. Let's do it. There's water there also. And this one had more travel, right?
Less traveled. The other one was more traveled.
Okay. No, yeah, see?
No, well, let's head down.
So be cautious.
Two of them are bathing over here. The rest of them are sunning somewhere. Okay.
Yeah,
here
we go. Be cautious. This has more travel on it.
Oh, come on. Another? It's like we're in a cave or something.
Well, yeah. The thing is, we're getting close to the edges of the black square, so. That old Dragon Magazine joke about they get the map. Who forgot to map this section of the dungeon?
Which one has the moisture field? Okay, this is all coming from I'm assuming. Well, what do you guys want to do? Water again? We seem to get ammo clips, so at least we're staying supplied.
Well, let's go left again, I guess.
To the water!
These guys bathe. That's all they do all day is bathe.
You're not xenophobic.
Not a spy place. This is a spa.
It's a sapphire spa. There you go.
Oh no, it's big.
Do we see any bins? Near the edge, okay. Okay, I say we turn around. Let's force that thought.
Well, we took care of three. Yeah, we've been building up to
it. Hey, it's frag grenade time. No, we'll wake up the ones down the right-hand passage.
Yes, every other passage.
Crap.
You know what? I think it's time to go back to the entrance. They said they'd be in an hour, right? How long has it been since we came here?
Did he just roll dice?
Cool. Ruh-roh.
Crap.
Turn around. Run away. I'm backing up. I'm suggesting we leave. There's four.
Running away seems like a very good option.
Yeah. I'll take the rear, because if they start pursuing us, I'll drop a grenade in the path.
Oh, great idea. Like a good plan too. And I'll take the front, because I don't want to be captured.
Wow.
Let's start heading back and...
Yeah.
Right. Do they pursue?
Yes.
Right. When we get here, I'm going to pause for a second and look back. Are they? Okay. You know what? If we're going to head back. We've got an unconscious one sitting back here. We got to do something with him.
I say we take him with us.
Okay.
Okay.
How many? I mean, we'll just be just such a huge, solid reputation of collecting live Sathar. Yeah.
I hear that. That'd be awesome.
Okay, so I'm thinking as a protection, we've got to put somebody blocking a couple of guys here, make sure that nobody got out of the spot we cleared, or maybe they wait here, make sure nobody gets out.
Yeah, that should be good.
So we drag this Sathar out to the front. There's six of us, so why don't we take three of them, take the Sathar to the front, the other three run back and make sure that our subdued guys are still in their cages, and then they come back and the three of them hang here.
Where?
Yeah, at the first junction.
Oh, okay.
Because we got to be prepared to know that our bathing Sathar are still off in the bathing land.
Yeah.
The spa and the lab.
And we didn't even follow where the power.
No, we didn't finish that off, but at least we can tell them, hey, this is what we found, and the guys with the guns can solve the rest. I'm expecting guys to show up with, you know, I want SWAT. Let's solve this.
Can you move the charges to here?
I suppose we could. I would rather put the... Well, we could... Because we could either shut off that, or we could... I would think we'd put the charges here.
Yeah.
Or here. In case they start coming back. If there's no... If the Sathar on the other side are subdued...
Yeah, what we took care of is already done.
Right. So then... we have something to offer to Starlaw, and we've got the charges just in case we need to shut things down.
Come up here.
That's a good plan.
That's a good idea. So yeah, what? That's a good idea.
Where?
No, right here, like you said.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm part of the team of three that's holding the inside because I'm moving the chargers back. Oh, crap. Last time I played with the charges, I screwed it up the first time. Let's see. Half plus 10. What am I?
While he's doing that, I'm tying the sapphire to the door. So when they come, they see you there like a deer. Like, yeah, we.
Okay, because by the book, I just kind of screwed it again. I'm not rushed, really.
Yes. I think I should stay inside because I got the low light vision. I may have a better chance.
I think I should wait outside because the Starlaw will be looking for me in particular because I'm so pretty.
So how about me, Zolki, and Shahuzan wait inside because...
Yeah, Angel was on the phone with them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they want to see him.
All right, well, then I'll stay in.
Okay.
No, is there freezer controls on the outside? Tank it, man. All the way down.
Yeah, they're safe there. We don't care about their power bills.
Oh, can you check to see if there's any ice creams in there?
The chimney is freezing.
Chunk tried that and he got a dead guy with him. Don't do it.
Well.
Is it too late to change my mind? I want to go inside.
This is where we find out that Starlaw is in collusion with the Sathar.
Wow, 4. You go, Sean.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm tying the sapphire up on the floor.
I will whisper.
Worm
sign.
Get your thumpers out, okay.
It's a whisper. Oh, Lordy. He's just coming back from this round.
We have an explorer that can be seen. Crap.
Oh,
Get ready, guys. It's slime time.
Does he have mascara? Very
nice.
We could hide inside the Explorer. Once it comes to the Explorer, it's going to be like, what is that? Bang! Right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, it's going to stop at the Explorer. It's going to be like, what the hell is this doing?
Yeah.
Yep. Position ourselves to get a clear shot. Oh, you have a little thing for the Explorer. Cool beans. The tracks. Damn it. Check in.
Run him over.
We have a we got a clear line of fire?
If I distract it, could one of you guys shoot it?
Well, who's with me?
Hmm.
Okay. Do either one of you guys know how to use Explore?
I don't.
That bastard. Oh, well. Yeah, I guess I could try to run it over. You guys want to try to take a shot? Sure, why not?
He's probably got a better chance to run it over, though, don't you think?
Yeah, my skills are better. I'm gonna tell
them. Yeah. If I was a Sather, I'd be more afraid of an Explorer running me over.
Yeah, do your best carry impersonation.
Love that movie.
Hey, Tom, I'm gonna ride on the side.
And I'm just going to barrel out. Because remember, I left it parked so that we drive straight out. Yeah. There you go. Run him over. I played Halo enough times.
Blood flows red on the highway.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
You forgot to turn off the avoidance control system.
Hey.
Back up, back up, back up.
Tom. Tom, I'm riding on the back on the right side. Which side does the Sathar dive to?
His left or...
What's that? Dang it. Back corner. Right corner. Back right corner. Okay. I'm gonna body slam him.
You gotta wonder what he's thinking.
Okay.
Should I try to reverse?
You've got a Sathar already strapped to the front. You might as well have one on the back.
Yeah, but
I'll just make a dex check.
All right. If it's agreed, let's make it happen.
They're big wheels. Just roll underneath the middle of them.
There you go.
All right. Roll initiative.
Gotcha.
Ooh. It doesn't matter. You get initiative. I roll crappy too.
We keep equaling on initiative roll.
Yeah, I know. And you guys have the higher initiative modifier, so.
You got four wheels. Use them all.
All right. All right. So, go ahead and make another dex check there, Checheka.
Come on, please.
And you have a... All right.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm talking
about. All right, so you pop a U-turn super tight. Good thing Jaren's already off or he'd have gone flying.
See, I knew what I was doing.
And you go barreling back at the Sathar, and he's focused on Jaren now, because Jaren's right there in front of him, and you just smack right into him.
Like that.
And, yeah, there's Sathar pieces all over the front of your Explorer now.
Oh, gross. There's a rifle out of it, though.
Whoa.
Is this our Explorer or keep?
Yeah, we're gonna suit this bad boy up. Gotta get the stand for that.
Okay.
Yeah, these are gonna be hanging from the rear view mirror.
Alright. So there's not much left of that Sathar if you barrel into it.
Yeah, no. The equipment is
30 miles an hour.
This is done.
I'm glad you guys are gonna have to explain this to Star Launch.
We were just waiting on you, and he came walking down the path. I freaked and ran him over.
I got scarred.
I hope it's covered on my insurance.
And we even said, hey, Mr. Sathar, we're not supposed to engage with you, so please just go away. He didn't listen.
No, as Vegas is just crossing the strip against the light.
All right, so
pedestrians at fault.
Those of you inside, you hear a little bit of commotion come echoing down the passageway, and I assume that after you guys relay what happened, but probably not more than 10 minutes later. There are four air cars that come flying in.
Ooh.
And one of them's like a, almost like a transport more than it's bigger than a normal air car. It's like an air transport. And they land, I assume you leave the Explorer parked outside the entrance at this point.
Yeah.
Yes, it's holding the Sathar to the ground.
It's just got a wheel on it, just holding it there. And the... So it lands, and the one that lands closest to you, your Starlock contact, she climbs out. And three other people get out of the car with her, and you see getting out of the other two smaller air cars, they're just standard size air cars, you see four more Starlock agents get out of those, and they are all dressed in military skin suits. They have an assortment of weapons, lasers, gyro jets, automatic rifles. They're all rifle weapons. They all have a pistol holster to their side. You can see that they're wearing screens of some sort. They're not on right now. These guys are armed for bear. And then the bigger air cart lands back towards the entrance. And two people get out of the front of it, and as they're getting out the back door, there's like a hatch, like a cargo hatch that rolls down, and out of it rolls six combat robots.
Whoa.
And she comes up to you, and she goes, okay, so what else did you guys find? I seriously doubt you sat around while we were coming.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing new or exciting to report.
Point at the wheel, man. Oh,
you check out a new.
Yeah, so one of them notices, yeah, and they go over, and so you explain what happened there, and I said, "All right, so your friends are just inside. Let's go." And they pull out their weapons, and they start moving in. The robots actually go out. They send the robots out in front, and. You go down, they look a little bit at this open area here.
We found the parts?
Yeah, we found the rusted out vehicles, and you follow them down, and you guys meet up with the rest of the team down here. Yeah. And they say, okay. And she dispatches, she says, all right, you guys go back out. Just wait out there. We're going to go down and... see what else is down. She has you roughly sketch out where you've been and what you've done.
Let me know about the Nooks. And
there's also two more Sathar in the stator down the left path.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gets all that. And it's 20 minutes later, and four of them come back out with the two Sathar.
Right.
And they do something. They haul them into the big cargo vehicle.
Oh, they take the one from my hood ornament.
They leave that one there for now. That one's not going anywhere. And they do something. They stick something in there, and then they head back in. And it's... At that point, occasionally you'll hear some sounds that maybe were gunfire coming up, but it's probably 2 or 3 hours later.
Oh, good lord.
They
wanted to stay here all that time?
Yes, they want you. In fact, two of the agents are there with you, just kind of watching, you know, the perimeter. Keeping an eye for any more Sathar that come wandering up. But the rest of the crew, the other dozen agents and the six robots, are down in the cave system somewhere. And after, you hear sporadically, you hear the echoes of gunfire. But after about 3 or 4 hours, they come back out. A couple of them have some wounds, laser burns, some physical damage, like they got hit by something. But they're dragging out three more Sathar with them. that look to be unconscious. And they secure them, and then they go back in, and they bring out another, let's see, they brought out those three. One, two, three.
Do all Sathar look alike to us?
Pretty much, except for one that they bring out, and this one's dead, but it... all of these Sathar have some tattooing along their heads. This one has the, like, halfway down its back.
Okay, I was just wondering if the three that came out were the ones we had in the fridge.
No, they are not, because those ones come out later, and you can tell they've been chewed on. they bring those out. In all, they bring out a total of 19 Sathar. Well, 18 that they bring out. One of them squished under your...
well, there's one tied up and beat up in the back of our cab too.
Right. Yeah. So among all the ones that you had, the ones you ran over, and the ones they bring out, there are a total of 19 Sathar. And then they bring out what looks like parts of about a dozen robots of some strange design. And she tells you, yeah, they found the four in that pool that you described that you left, and then further down, I'm just gonna clear out the entire map now so you guys can see it all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's see, clear this. So there's the map.
Oh my god!
So down here, yes, yeah, so this was the power. There's a geothermal power generator there, right here, and there were two Sathar there, and then there were the four you guys saw here. There were four more here. Sure. This area actually had the combat robots in them. And by the time they got there, there was a Sathar there activating them. And that was where the big firefight happened. And this pool down here was empty. They think the Sathar that was... But it looked like it was another one of these pool areas. And that's where they found the Sathar with the extra... the markings. He was the one with the robots. Or it was the one with the robots. But they say, yeah, it's probably good you guys didn't go any further. You may not have made it out.
So what is the bounty situation? Oh, no. Curiosity.
Everlasting fame.
Yeah. Don't forget about the nooks.
Yeah, they neutralize. They bring those out too. They kill the two that are left, and bring those all out. And they basically just pile all the bodies in the back of the transport. The only four of their robots are still functioning. Two of them got destroyed in the fight. But the four robots and four of the agents stay here. And the Sathar, she talks to you. The bounty on the Sathar?
Yes.
We don't normally actually have a bounty on the Sathar because we don't expect people to run into those. But... the Nooks each carry 100 credits, and the Quick Deaths are 1,000. So, we'll work that out.
Are they letting us back in the caves at all?
Why do you want to go back in?
I want my bomb.
Oh yeah, they'll let you recover that.
my bomb.
Okay,
they probably would encourage it.
You got a crazy drowsite here with the bomb, and he's wondering about bounties.
Is that how you
his drowsite?
That's how you brought it up to her? Can I get back in the cave so I can get my bomb?
I assume you guys told her that you would trap the entrance to collapse it if you needed to. She actually says that's probably pretty good thinking. So she says, all right, you guys.
No, that's why he wants it.
Yeah. You guys need to head back to Point Sure at this point. And when you get back, there'll be a Starlight team come over to Stroll headquarters to talk you guys some more and finish debriefing you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, it's about an 8-hour drive.
Long day.
Let's see, you guys. No, yeah, so it's by the time you get back, it's been a long day, but by the time you get back to Point True, it's basically night. It's the night cycle. It's the rest cycle for you guys. So she basically says we'll see you tomorrow to do the debrief. So you guys head home. In the morning you all come back to Strill headquarters and your controller, the guy who assigned your missions and jobs, meets you there. And he ushers you into the conference room where he did the briefing, and there's the lady from Starlaw and a couple other people there with her, with Starlaw insignia. You spend the day going over in great detail everything that you saw. They talk about reactions that, you know, they put you through the ringer. Going over it repeatedly, picking your brains, asking questions, trying to just get as much information from you as they can about how the Sathar behaved, what you noticed, things like that. Is there anything in particular that you guys bring up or point out to them?
Their smoothies suck.
They're really into bathing, man. Sathar spa.
Yeah, they have a Sathar spa. They're really into bathing and horticulture.
Okay, so,
and they're very adept at adapting existing technology.
Yeah, they take. That's what I was about to say. They take our tech and take everything.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know. Throughout the day, they've had, you know, communication. Some people have come and gone, brought stuff into her, and she lets you guys know, because this isn't for general dissemination, but since you guys were involved in this, I should let you know. It turns out, so we sampled the what you guys are calling the spas, and the chemical composition of the water, it's had almost like a nutrient solution added to it. So it's almost like that was their living quarters. That's where they would sleep, and because there really weren't any beds like we think of beds, and as far as we can tell, that was where they would rest, and that was their off duty. That was their barracks, basically. And so there's something about what they did to the water there that very much matches their physiology, the chemicals that were in the water there. And I said there was no. We found a small computer on the one Sathar that seemed to be the one in charge, though, that was activating the robots. He has markings that we've seen in databanks from the war as an upper echelon Sathar. The other ones seem to be lower echelon grunts or simple technicians or some, who knows. And also, none of them survived. So we only have bodies again. We still don't know how they do it. But every single one of them, when they woke up, almost immediately just their system went into shock and they died. So we still haven't managed to capture live Sathar. Well, we had them alive unconscious, but not a conscious Sathar.
Next time we get them unconscious, we plug them into their brains into something and just
lobotomize
them in a cyborg.
Yeah. Something. So, but basically, Starla has closed off that area, and there's people in there examining it and stuff. And she thanks you for your help. And
be aware, though. Okay, I also wanted to study the cybernetic parts.
Yeah, they've taken all those. They've seen those.
You guys are creating. They were creating cybernet here. They must have another location where they were cycle squirrels. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no sign of those or anything related to those in this complex.
So cybernuck carapaces, and I'll throw this in now because I could have done some reading between now and then. They're left over from all over the place. And some of the locals have taken to reprogramming these things and making doing cybernuck fights. They put them in a ring and bet on them and the whole business on using them.
Yeah, well, that's more on New Pale than on Pale.
That's but right. Yet. Thank you. Wherever, whatever planet I put it on in the first point. So how'd they get them here? They're not native to this planet.
Nope.
The Sathar have been bringing them.
I totally screwed up. I have a whole list trying to keep track of which planets I put which creatures on. Pale, New Pale, crap.
Well, actually, no. It's believable that way. You know, it's...
There was an awful lot of food there from other places.
Player knowledge and character knowledge. You just got the planet wrong. General information was correct. It's just...
Well, that's what they do on the other planet. They round them up and fight them and stuff like that. Because the carapaces stay active. And if they'll try to crawl on top of another cybernook. Is that what I wrote in there?
Or that the cybernook will go and shimmy into it or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But an unaugmented nook will go, and if he finds a carapace, will just get it'll bond with it. It's designed for when one dies, another one can just pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, they're not common on Pale, but they've been seen recently. So you know, every once in a while, some people will run across them.
It was a native creature of New Pale that they had mutated.
Like yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta go find out where the psycho squirrels are going to.
All right, so that's what we're gonna stop here because it's almost midnight. And it has been a week. So, do we have pay rates on your character sheets? Did I have you guys add that? No, if not, okay. So, it's been 8 days since this started. So, everyone can add 160 credits for that. Actually, no, your pay rate would be a little higher than that. So, actually, yeah, add 160 credits after they take out taxes and everything. And then...
Are you taking out our typical living expenses as well?
Yes, I'm taking out living expenses from that. So, so you get 160 credits that you can add to your character sheet to spend on whatever you want. Plus... 4,400 credits to divide between the six of you. We'll call it 4,200 plus an additional 700 credits. So you get, everybody gets 860 credits.
Oh, that's not your 160 and 860, 860 total. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, 860 total. Okay. So that's your pay plus the bonuses. They split the bonus for the quick deaths between you guys and the village. And then your pay. So everybody can get 860 credits. The motor pool isn't too happy with all the dents and dings in the in the Explorer, but it is an Explorer after all, and so that it's not completely unexpected. Although the big dents in the side from the quick deaths are a little unusual.
They're just personality marks.
Yeah, personality marks now. So you guys are definitely we're definitely assigning this one back to you if you need another Explorer. You guys can deal with the issues.
So, do we need to return the things that we borrowed, the laser pistol and
stuff? Yeah, and they take all the Sathar technology from you guys. So Starlaw doesn't let you keep that. The power clips, you can keep. Okay. Because they're just standard. I mean, you could have gone and bought those in the stores downtown. They're just standard run of the mill power clips. But the modified laser pistols they take from you, and the little communicator thing. So all the Sathar technology they take.
Right, but early on, I borrowed it
from the
base. I borrowed a laser pistol.
Right, you can keep that for now, unless you want to just turn it in and get your own. You know, use your money to buy your own.
I think I'll keep mine for now.
Because they'll issue you equipment for your next mission. You can just take the same thing. So yeah, if you want to keep the issued equipment, go ahead and just leave that on your character sheet.
Will they fix my skin suit? I get a new one, right?
Yeah, they'll issue new ones so everybody can. If you took damage, you can consider that all healed, and they'll replace any damaged skin suits or repair them, as the case may be. So they're back up to full as far as it goes. And so at the end of the day, since you spent the whole day talking to Starlaw, they send you home. They say report back in the morning, and we'll go over a new assignment for you guys.
All right.
And we'll stop there.
Okay.
Definitely think we need to put the pictures of the quick death and the Sathar on the side of that thing.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a stamp of those. Making that happen.
That was fun.
We should get some pretty good reputation among them for this.
We rolled a lot better than last time.
Yes.
Yeah, so says you.
Someone's got to be the goat every
Angel every kept session. Rolling those hundreds. That was pretty funny. Yeah. So.
I feel big.
And we all knew who was going to attack as soon as that the Nook got free.
It's coming from me. I know it's. I had fun, though. This was fun.
Okay.
Had a good time.
All right. Well, thanks a lot there,
Tom. Oh, and I guess everybody that's here add 5 more XP.
All right.
Onto your character sheet.
Cool.
And, we'll call that good. And so if you have can buy more skills, go ahead and do that. Think about what skills you want to get over the next till the next game in 2 weeks. And
okay, let me share, because I always get this skill getting, if it's a secondary, it costs how much?
It's 4 times the level you're trying to buy.
Okay, so
to get leveled
3 times.
3 times, and anything else is 8 times.
And everything else is what?
8.
Okay, so 3, 4, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
What is it? Issue 9 of SF yeah. Man?
Yep.
So.
And stats are 1 point apiece, right?
Well, stats are 1 point apiece, as are your racial abilities.
Alright.
So.
Make of that what you will. Yep. Okay. Might have to increase some stats, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to take another pilot. Now, how do I add another bar?
When you're editing, you just click inside the thing, and then at the top, there's a in the little edit bar at the top of the editing window, there's a little thing that looks like a table. Let me... And then okay. when you click on that, you have the option to insert a row.
Got it.
All right.
So. All right. Well, I think that went pretty well. My Sathar couldn't do anything.
I think my favorite part of tonight was Jaren.
You got lucky that way.
Yeah.
With Jaren saying, "I get out of the way."
Yeah. Yeah. And I,
the chaos and so.
I had written out what all their reactions were going to be. Basically, the ones with the had any of the ones with the communicator survived long enough. The Sathar deeper in would have been coming out with the robots. But you managed to take them out before they could ever get their communicators active. They had to make it to the third round, and they just didn't. In the tech room, you guys knocked out. I rolled to see because two of them had guns and one of them had a communicator, and I rolled to see which ones. I rolled to see if they passed out. Only one of them did. So then I rolled to see which one it was, and it was the guy with the communicator. So, and then the guy. Oh, go ahead.
Proud that we decided to not go in further.
Yeah, it would have gotten really bad pretty soon. Although you guys were doing well enough in that room with four. The one, because the one Sathar was out by the bins where their stuff was. He might have gotten the alert out. But the way you guys were dropping him, there's also a chance he wouldn't have, and you might have been able to stop him. But yeah, that one would have been close. And I rolled crappy to see if they noticed you. So
yeah. Again, I'm not complaining about.
Yep.
All right.
So.
Well, see you all in a couple weeks. Or here you go.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Yep.
Have a good week.
Have fun.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Good night.